Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Hi, I'm Graham. Let's have a look at the VK4 silent keys this WIA year. That is July 2020 through until May 2021. Today, we have two ex-VK4s and a VK4 who just turned 100, Norm Phillips. Norm, VK4 CNP, passed away on the 20th of October, and the two ex-VK4s, ex-VK4 KJO, Joski, on the 9th of the 9th, and ex-VK4 FPJT, Paul J. Turner, on the 22nd of October. PJ was very well known on many a band, mainly the AM and FM broadcast bands. Rest in peace, VK4 CNP and ex-VK4 KJO, ex-VK4 FPJ.
From Queensland, this is VK4 WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, the summer storms have caught up in my area, although apart from the rain and a bit of thunder and lightning, the worst outcome has been the blackouts. Obviously, we live in an area where the supply feeder gets switched off from some distance away. My preparedness has been caught out, as the UPS, which keeps the internet running in the house, seems to have lost its heart and died. A new battery seems to be on the shopping list as I sit in torchlight typing and waiting for the blackout to end. Now, this is an inconvenience, the worst part of which is no home telephone. I use a medical device and the electricity supplier calls when there is an outage to advise the status. No power to the modem means no NBN and no home phone number during blackouts until the UPS is fixed. This is a decided downside of the whole saga of high-speed internet designed by engineers and fooled with by politicians. Obviously, there are many amongst our ranks who have reached the stage in life where they require the assistance of powered medical aids, and many more who depend on security pendants for assistance. As technology in this area changes, we have to ensure that there is compatibility of the various systems on which people depend. Safety pendants no longer interface with the home phone, but depend on 4G connections. My manual advice system depends on a working phone line, and when the UPS goes belly up, so do my safety calls. We as amateurs often have to interface pieces of equipment or integrate or reconfigure firmware and software. It is something we take in our stride as part of our hobby. At times, I wonder if the professional side of electronics takes the least cost option rather than the most effective service model as their prime consideration. As the Weather Bureau has informed us that the current systems causing the storms is part of the La Niña pattern, how many of us are taking this as a wake-up call? We've seen cars crushed under falling trees, people stranded on top of cars caught in torrents of flash flooding, and streets where the road surface has been totally submerged. This is but the start of the wet season, and the signs are pretty obvious that we are living in interesting times. Hopefully, for most of us, this is no more than an inconvenience and our families and belongings are keeping safe. For me, well, I know that I have one repair or replacement to take care of, and yes, the power has returned, and the battery in the laptop is recharging, and the audio gear is all working. So let us all keep safe and make the best of what nature offers, rain, wind, or sunspot numbers on the rise. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.